Well, 3 years ago, about this time, I began a conversation with a guy by the name of Bradley White. He was finishing up his senior year of college and was looking for a place to go and serve in music ministry. And so many of you know we have been privileged to have a part of Pastor Bradley's life, and we've enjoyed him leading our music ministry. For the first year, he was just part-time here, and he had another job in town, and then he was brought on full-time, and he did music and youth. Now he's doing music and discipleship, but today he is going to come, and he is going to share from God's Word. I encourage you to open your ears. I encourage you to open your heart to what Pastor Bradley is going to share with us from God's Word. So, Pastor Bradley, come and share.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. It's a privilege to be here this morning. Just over 2 months ago, Pastor Steve preached the last message in the John series on Sunday before Thanksgiving, and I want to pick up exactly where he left off. But first, I have a question for you. Is peace even possible in our lives? Many of you say yes. And when I say peace, I'm not talking about the surfacey peace where everything just seems hunky-dory, peachy keen in our lives. I'm not talking about a temporary peace that expires at the end of the day. And I'm not talking about peace deep down within our souls. But I am talking about the peace that's not tainted by a bad day at work or a lack of direction while sermon writing. Just last night, you can ask my wife. Or the loss of a loved one. I'm talking about the peace deep down within our souls. Peace that is unexplainable despite the circumstances. I long to live life knowing that I have that peace. Is this type of peace even possible in our lives? Maybe you've wondered this as well. I bet there are times in your life where you ponder this question. Not just a temporal peace, but something more that drives away all fear, anxiety, depression, anger, frustration. A peace that provides peace while you constantly shuttle kids to and from activities, always feeling drained, or experiencing that type of peace while you just keep living for the weekend to get here, or being surrounded by that peace when you just don't know why you're even here on this earth. Is that kind of peace possible in our lives? As you raise children that continue to disobey you, as you mourn the loss of a loved one, as you wonder what you are even supposed to be doing in this life, as you have family relationships that are in turmoil and you long for resolve and forgiveness, as you long for a loved one to surrender their life to Jesus Christ, or as you adapt to having a new baby in your home, or as you struggle to find a desolate place with God each and every day, is that deeper peace even possible in our lives? I want to answer that question this morning that we all long to have answered. I want to answer that question which will completely transform your life as it did the disciples when Jesus spoke to them. So if you brought your Bible this morning, I encourage you to open it to John chapter 14, 25 through 31. It's on page 901 if you are using the Bible in the chair rack in front of you, and it's also going to be on the screen behind me. Before I read this passage, though, I want to set it up for you since we haven't been in the book of John for a while. Jesus is there meeting with his disciples. He's washed their feet. He has proclaimed himself as the way, the truth, and the life. He has encouraged the disciples of the greater works than himself that they will do. And he has promised the Holy Spirit that we have just sung about. Let's pick it up in verse 25. It says, "These things I've spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. I ask the question, is peace even possible in our lives? And I hope you can see by this text, absolutely. Yes, it is possible in our lives. And because of that, it's possible because Jesus gives us his eternal peace. Let's say that together. Jesus gives us his eternal peace. You'll notice in your bulletin it says priceless peace. As I pondered on this text, and as Pastor Steve and Pastor Mark listened to me preach this text, and they assisted me, I realized that while Jesus' peace is priceless, it's more than that. It's eternal. And so when you see priceless in your notes, think eternal, or feel free to scratch it out and write in eternal, because the peace that Jesus gives us is more than just priceless. And I hope you realize why. So, what is peace? According to dictionary.com, peace is defined as a state of mutual harmony between people or groups, or freedom of the mind from annoyance, distraction, anxiety, and obsession, etc. Tranquility, serenity. However, the word peace in this context is more than just a state of mutual harmony. It is more than freedom of the mind from annoyance, distraction, obsession, anxiety. The first thing I want you to see is that Jesus' eternal peace is peace that is given to us. If we go back to the scriptures, it says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." First of all, Jesus is talking to his disciples for one of the last times. He has walked with them many miles. He's taught them many lessons. And he is now saying this to them before leaving them. These are important words. He's letting us know that his eternal peace is given to them because of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who he is leaving for them. And this Helper is not just anyone, but it's the Holy Spirit who will teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all that Jesus has ever said to them, even after he leaves them. What an ability to have, especially after the Master leaves you. Imagine it. You, like the disciples, have literally been following someone around for an extended period of time, fully relying on him, watching his every move, trying to learn every single thing from him. And now he is saying, "I'm leaving you." But he is leaving you a helper that will teach you all things and cause you to remember all that he has ever said to you. The best thing is that you will have eternal peace because it has been given to you. As followers of Jesus Christ, he has given us that same eternal peace through the Holy Spirit. As followers of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, dwells deep within our souls, teaching us all things and causing us to remember all that Jesus has ever said to us. This is good news. This morning we just sang, "Lord, reign in me." The Holy Spirit can reign in us. And if you are here today or listening online and you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, meaning you're not living according to his word, you don't have this eternal peace. But if that is you, I want to give you the opportunity to accept this eternal peace through the Holy Spirit by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to admit to God that you have sinned and that you need a Savior. You need His helper. You need His Holy Spirit. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." The peace of Christ rules in our hearts because of the Holy Spirit. He gives us eternal peace. He lives inside of us as Christ's followers, working in and through us. Gerald Borchardt, a commentator, said, "It is Jesus' version of messianic hope for his followers because they lived in a world filled with frustration, anger, violence, and death." Doesn't that sound like our world? He continues by saying, "This peace was the gift of Jesus, which would calm their troubled hearts and ease their fears of his departure." We need the peace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He has given it to us. With that, notice, Jesus doesn't say, "Peace I leave with you for 3 days until I'm resurrected." He doesn't say, "Peace I give to you so that I can later take it back." No. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." He has given us his peace. Therefore, we have his peace. He's not taking it away from us, and it has been given to us through the Holy Spirit. For example, we just celebrated Christmas, right? And at our Christmas gatherings, I imagine each and every one of you gathered around the Christmas tree or gathered around your living room, getting ready to exchange gifts to one another, okay? And that time came and you gave gifts to each other, right? And then after about 2 or 3 hours, you said, "Okay, let me have those gifts back. Let me take them back from you," right? That's what you did. No, that's not what we do. We give gifts to give them, right? It's the exact same thing with Jesus' peace that has been given to us. It's eternal peace. It has been given to us. He's not taking it away. The second thing I want you to see is Jesus' eternal peace is peace the world cannot give. The world thinks it gives us peace, but it always comes up short of eternal peace we receive from Jesus. The world says, "You want peace? Get a job that makes 6 figures a year. You'll have peace." Or the world tries to give us peace with impeachment trials for the president. Or the world says, "You can get peace if you do this drug. It will make you numb to things around you, giving you a peaceful experience." The world says, "The bigger the house you have, the more peace you'll have." Or the world gives peace through success and fame. The world promises peace through materialism. But Jesus' peace is not like this. Jesus' eternal peace is peace the world cannot give. A commentator describes Jesus' peace as infinitely more valuable than the world gives. The reason Jesus' peace is infinitely more valuable than the world gives is because Jesus' peace is deeper than all things this world can give us, all things this world has to offer us. It is eternal life. Jesus' eternal peace reaches to the depths of our souls while the peace of this world stays on the surface. Jesus gives us his eternal peace that the world cannot give. He doesn't give us John's peace. He doesn't give us President Trump's peace. No, he gives us his own peace. The peace that Philippians 4:7 proclaims. Feel free to turn there. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." If you have ever experienced that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, then you know the eternal peace that Jesus has given us. For me, I experienced this peace as my wife and I were graduating from college. Pastor Steve just spoke of this peace. As I walked across the stage to receive my diploma, I had no clue where I was going. Everyone would ask me, "What are you doing after college?" Some even were confused and said, "How can you have peace in this moment? You don't have a job lined up. How are you supposed to provide for your wife?" Although I didn't have a clue of where my wife and I would end up, I had a deep sense of peace, an eternal peace that surpassed all understanding. Jesus' eternal peace is the peace the world cannot give. Only He can give it. Next thing I want you to see is Jesus' eternal peace is peace that calms your troubled heart. Whose heart is troubled this morning? You don't have to raise your hands. But whose heart is troubled this morning? Is your heart troubled this morning? Jesus' eternal peace calms your troubled heart. In John 16:33, Jesus proclaims, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That means despite trials and tribulation, smelly diapers, whiny kids, hectic schedules, imperfect people, strained relationships, lack of sleep, feelings of discontentment, feelings of worthlessness, confusion in life, loss of loved ones, unanswered prayers, you have eternal peace, which calms your troubled heart. Let me share this story written by Barrett Chouse. Long ago, a man sought the perfect picture of peace. Not finding one that satisfied, he announced a contest to produce a masterpiece. Finally, the day of the contest arrived. The tensions grew. Only two pictures remained veiled. As a judge pulled the cover from one, a hush fell over the crowd. A mere smooth lake reflected lacy green birches under the soft blush of the evening sky. Along the grassy shore, a flock of sheep grazed undisturbed. Surely this was the winner. The man with the vision uncovered the second painting himself, and the crowd gasped in surprise. Could this be peace? A tumultuous waterfall cascaded down a rocky precipice. The crowd could almost feel its cold, penetrating spray. Stormy gray clouds threatened to explode with lightning, wind, and rain. In the midst of the thundering noises and bitter chill, a spindly tree clung to the rocks at the edge of the falls. One of its branches reached out in front of the torrential waters as if foolishly seeking to experience its full power. A little bird had built a nest in the elbow of that branch, content and undisturbed in her stormy surroundings. She rested on her eggs. With her eyes closed and her wings ready to cover her little ones, she manifested peace that transcends all earthly turmoil. In the same way, God's Spirit manifests peace that transcends all earthly turmoil. Someone once said, "Peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but rather the confidence that He is there with you always." We don't have to wait for this peace to come in the midst of the storm. We already have it because it's been given to us to calm our troubled hearts because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, working in and through us. And we can even go into the storm having that peace because we already have it. The word for peace in this passage in John is used for Jesus' farewell to the disciples, but it's also used as the first word that's spoken to the disciples when Jesus appears to them for the first time after being resurrected from the dead. Feel free to turn with me to John 20, verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, The doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father had sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." How many times did the disciples need to be reminded that Jesus' peace was with them? John MacArthur says the word peace reflects the Hebrew shalom, which brings a greeting of his disciples after the resurrection. At an individual level, this peace, unknown to the unsaved, secures composure in difficult trouble. It dissolves fear and rules in the hearts of God's people to maintain harmony. And at this time, no matter where you are in life, Jesus is saying those same words to you. Peace be with you. So now what? We know that Jesus gives us his eternal peace. It's peace that the world cannot give and peace that calms our troubled hearts. But so what? Think back to the disciples. I'm sure the disciples were worried and frantic about what might happen after Jesus left. I'm sure they were wondering, how in the world are we even going to survive? We've been with this guy forever. But yet they trusted Jesus and remembered his words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And then after being resurrected, Jesus greets his disciples with the words, "Peace be with you," multiple times as a reminder that Jesus' eternal peace is with them. So I want to encourage you today, remember Jesus' eternal peace. Remember Jesus' eternal peace, despite the conflict in your life. May Jesus' eternal peace reach so deep into your soul that it provides peace in all areas of your life. In the broken relationships you have, when you're shuttling kids to and from activities, remember Jesus' eternal peace. Remember Jesus' eternal peace when someone pulls out in front of you and goes 40 miles an hour on the bypass. Remember Jesus' eternal peace when all is crumbling down around you. When you lose a loved one, when you're raising your children, when you long for peace from the storm. So I encourage you, remember Jesus' eternal peace as you have no desire to read God's word every day, as you longed for loved ones to surrender their life to Christ, as you interact with unsaved people, and as you experience turmoil in your marriage. Jesus gives us his eternal peace. We have it through the Holy Spirit that lives within us. So remember that eternal peace. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you lived and abided by Jesus' eternal peace that's been given to us? Through the Holy Spirit living in and through us each and every day? Can you imagine your mental state and the transformation it would have? Can you imagine your family and how it would change? Can you imagine the people around you? What about this church? How would this church change? Can you imagine if everyone in this church committed to remembering Jesus' eternal peace every time we gathered and every time we were sent out into the world? Imagine what our Sunday morning conversations would be filled with. Imagine what our prayer requests would be. Imagine the difference we could make with the 2020 challenge this year. Rather than being reluctant, scared, afraid to share the gospel with one another or to invite another person to church, we would instead remember of the peace that has been given to us through the Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We wouldn't allow our fears to stop us from sharing the good news with one another. We wouldn't allow Satan to stop us from sharing the good news with one another. Instead, we just remember the eternal peace that we have been given. Can you imagine the city of Rapid City? Box Elder, Piedmont, Custer? Think of that. I love how Jesus ends this passage. He says, "Rise, let us go from here." If you look in Scripture, he continues to talk for another three chapters. But after giving him his eternal peace through the Holy Spirit, he says, "All right, let's leave. Let's go into the world. You have what you need. Go." Let me close with a story. The year had been filled with tragedy when Horatio Spafford, a 43-year-old Chicago businessman, penned this hymn. He and his wife were still grieving over the death of their son when the Great Chicago Fire struck and caused the financial disaster. He realized that his family needed to get away. So that fall, he decided to take his wife and four daughters to England. His wife and daughters went ahead on the SS Ville du Havre. He planned to follow in a few days. But on the Atlantic, the Ville du Havre was struck by another ship and sank within 12 minutes. More than 200 lives were lost, including the Spaffords' four daughters. When the survivors were brought to shore at Cardiff, Wales, Mrs. Spafford cabled her husband with the words, "Saved alone." After hearing this, Horatio immediately left Chicago to bring his wife home. On the Atlantic crossing, the captain of his ship called Horatio to his cabin to tell him that they were passing over the spot where his four daughters had perished. Horatio penned these words as he passed over their watery grave. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul." Let us pray. O God of peace, thank you for your eternal peace that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit. What hope we have because of it. We praise and glorify your name for being peace in our lives, despite our times of trial and our times of heartache in this world. May we know of the eternal peace that you give to us. May we know as Christ's followers, we already have it. We don't have to wait for the difficult times of life because we already have it. We can go into the storm knowing that we have it. Thank you, Jesus. May we seek you for your eternal peace, knowing that the world cannot give it, and may our troubled hearts be calmed by your peace. God, I pray that that individual that is debating this whole concept of eternal peace, I pray for them. May you draw them closer to you today. And I pray for any individuals that prayed to receive you as Lord and Savior today. May you reveal yourself to them in a special way. God, as we leave from here, I ask that every person here listening would remember the eternal peace that you give us through your Holy Spirit. May you cause us to remember it in every situation of our lives, no matter what it is. May your peace surround us forevermore. And I pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who has given us this eternal peace through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as Jesus said, rise, let us go from here, remembering Jesus' eternal peace has been given to you.